John, in the gospel we have just listened to, narrates what happened that first day of the resurrection. Mary of Magdala had gone into, came to the throne or to the tomb with spices. All she needed, all she wanted to do was to come and embalm the body. All her hope was to come and see a dead body. All she wanted to fulfill was just to come and touch and embalm and anoint the dead body of Jesus Christ. But when she arrived at the tomb, the body was not there. The resurrection did not come to her mind. The only thing that came to her mind was the body has been stolen. And what did she do? She ran back to Peter and the other apostle that Jesus loved with the news they have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him. As at that moment, they were still thinking they were still under slavery and that they could not do something for themselves and that the superpowers have overcome, have conquered them. They killed, buried, and now they have taken the body away. As far as they were concerned, they had no power. They could not do anything. And so the report here is they have done their worst. They have taken the body away. Not just killing, not just living in the tomb, but they have stolen, they have taken the body away, and we don't even know where they have taken it to. That was the concept. That was what was in her mind. And to the apostles, what happened? They did not believe at that moment, and then Peter and the other disciples ran. This time they were running towards the tomb. Mary was running away from the tomb, and these other disciples were running towards the tomb. They came. The first disciple that arrived did not go in. He just looked into the tomb. And then Peter arrived later. He went into the tomb, saw the burial clothes there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. And then the other disciple came in, saw, and believed. Even though at that moment they didn't reconcile. They didn't understand the resurrection. But why did he believe? In the early tradition in those days, when the master eats at the table, and if there is a servant around, the master, after eating, will fold the napkin and leave it there. When the servant arrives, and if he sees the napkin folded and left, he will not touch, knowing that the master is not yet done. He will come back. He will return. He has not finished. And that was what happened here. He saw the cloth folded and kept separate. He believed he will return. There's something happening here. And that was what he believed, even though they did not understand the resurrection as at that time. So, my dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate his rising from the dead. Now let's look at those people. They ran. Mary ran. Peter and the other disciples ran before they could embrace this. And what does that teach us? Our faith, our belief, whatever God wants us to, we are not just passive recipients of this good news of resurrection, of this salvation. We are also active participants. So the running entails activity, urgency. That's what you need. That's what you need to embrace it. You have to also stand up and act. So they ran. And so eventually, the resurrection was revealed to them. So today we are celebrating that day that we were liberated. As St. Paul says, if he had not risen from the dead, we would be so hopeless. So today our hope has been confirmed because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And St. Paul wants us to believe that he who raised Jesus from the dead will also raise you. My dear friends in Christ, this is a very good day to celebrate because our resurrection is assured because he who resurrected Jesus from the dead will also raise you from the dead. And so we believe in this.